protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
I'm willing to put my life on the line to do what I have to. But it has to be mine, no one else's.
Welcome again to Animation Aficionados crossover with Tooncast Beyond. We are still going through the DC animated movie originals. You of course know my co-host TV's Mr. Neil.
Watch me trick Fred.
And we also have with us from Tooncast Beyond, TFG1 Mike.
Hello everybody. Yes, I'm here.
And tonight we are talking about the Bat Animatrix.
Also known as a movie so bad that it's actually worse than that joke you just did.
Well, that's the best way to describe Batman Gotham Knight, which has been falsely advertised as a piece of bridge media between the excellent Christopher Nolan movies Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. It doesn't bridge shit.
Nothing in here. Like, at the end of Batman Begins, the mansion is in rubble. They have to rebuild. They have to do something. And The Dark Knight starts out in Chicago with the Joker. Nothing in Gotham Knight bridges those two. Nothing. You have a story about what kids think Batman is. You have a story about Deadshot, which is the only good.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the kids talking about Batman is a ripoff of a Batman the Animated Series episode.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes, it is. I know it is.
And this whole thing was basically, it's the exact same spiel as the Animatrix. We're like, we got five revolutionary Japanese directors doing five super takes on blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah.
For the most part, it's like, where were you guys? Who did this in your stead? It's not the best work of any of these studios.
No, not really.
And, you know, there's only one segment I like out of all these.
Which would be the Deadshot segment, right?
No. It's actually the one where Bruce Wayne is training with a woman named Cassandra in India to learn how to deal with pain.
Ah, yes.
That's my favorite segment because Batman is flashing back to thinking about this training he went through to deal with physical pain, and there's a scene where he is actually in the sewers and he finds all these guns in the sewers and he's picking them up and Alfred says, "Sir, if you put the guns down, I can help you up." And Batman says, "I can't." That's the only segment I like. The rest could die in a ditch. I mean, yes, it's cool to have Kevin Conroy voice Batman again, but not for this.
My problem with this movie is that it is, you know, six short films. It's not beginning, middle, end. It is six short independent films of each other. As we've already stated, it does not tie Begins and Dark Knight together. I love Kevin Conroy. Kevin Conroy will always be the best animated voice of Batman, except when you put his voice to Batman animation that does not fit his voice.
Yeah. The Shonen Batman.
You know, just to be clear, it's not even as cohesive as something like Heavy Metal, where there was a definite beginning and end, and the individual stories were just, you know, an experiment to tell a sort of anthology-style story. This is just like, okay, these six stories happen in a certain chronological order, and that's the only thing that connects them together.
And not to mention you also have six very different, you know, Japanese animators doing their own thing. And I think that's part of what really hurts it, because there's only one Japanese animator I would ever trust with Batman, and his name escapes me at the moment, but he didn't work on this. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
It was actually one of the animators that worked on Nadeshiko, if you must know it. But yeah, he that guy's a huge Batman fanboy, but no, none of those guys were the right guy to handle Batman. And I'm still going to say it again. The goddamn Bishonen Batman was wrong.
You know, talking about the cast, just going down this cast list, they have some really strange people voicing these roles. I love Jason Marsden. I talked to Jason Marsden in an interview for over an hour. He's a great guy. However, Jason Marsden has one of those always young-sounding voices, and he just wasn't a good voice for Thomas Wayne. I mean, Jason Marsden is one of those voice actors that just, all he uses is his own voice. The same thing with Kevin Michael Richardson. Kevin Michael Richardson as Lucius Fox, Kevin Michael Richardson has too much of a booming voice for me to be Lucius Fox. Rob Paulsen as Sal Marconi, Marconi, that was pretty good. The voice and casting director, Andrea Romano as Martha Wayne, I like that, but the rest of it is just so many weird people. As much as I like David McCollum, he should not be voicing Alfred.
Yeah, that was not the right choice. And, you know, like I said, I watched this, and number one, I couldn't find a cohesive story. Number two, a lot of these stories were honestly done before, like the story about kids telling their different point of views of Batman. That was straight up Legends of the Dark Knight. We already saw that before. The Scarecrow story, I mean, I can easily think of a comic I read with a story almost exactly the same as that. And that's part of the thing of each of these stories I've seen done before, and I've seen them done better. And really, part of the thing is the Nolanverse, what people call the Christopher Nolan movies for Batman, is about super hyper-realistic. I mean, there's people that were, before the movie was greenlit, Christopher Nolan went into his garage and mocked together the freaking Tumblr first to show to the studios and say, this is my idea of what Batman is. This is the Batmobile, and that's what greenlit the movie, because he's like, because his whole thing was the approach of realism. And then you have, you know, the story with the three kids story is about this thief that has, like, rocket packs and all these other toys that don't exist. And then you have the Bishonen Batman story where Batman has a magnetic shield that doesn't exist. And then you have the Scarecrow story where Batman has this breathing mask that pops up where they're, you know, using cartoon physics. I mean, honestly, this is all stuff that Nolan, if he was in charge, would say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the animation styles, and that's what's so jarring with the film, because it is six independent stories, six independent directors, six independent different animation styles. It takes you out of the movie. Now, if they had released this as not as Batman Gotham Knight, but as like, hey, here's a series of Batman shorts, or here's a series of, you know, Batman mini-movies, I could see that, but advertising this as one whole cohesive movie just didn't work for me. What about you, Neil?
Well, going into this, I wasn't even aware that it was an anthology movie, so when that first segment started, I was like, oh no, don't tell me that this is the animation for the entire movie. The kids, the animation, that was kind of bad. I mean,
you know what? I think that's the same animation director that did Kid Story for Animatrix. You know the one.
Oh, okay.
It is. It is the same director. I swear it is.
Some of the background paintings in that segment were kind of interesting, but the animation itself, I didn't care for it. I don't really like that art style that's emerged in Japan, where you got the kind of big upper body and tiny skinny legs.
That Batman looked wrong.
Yeah, that needs to stop.
Yeah, that Batman was wrongity wrong.
Wrongity wrong, wrong, wrong. Here's a trivia bit for you guys. It's something I never knew. The cover advertises this film as the first Batman animated movie to be rated PG-13. In fact, this is not true. Batman Beyond Return of the Joker was the first animated Batman film to carry the rating. Originally edited into a PG-rated film, it was later released as a director's cut with the PG-13 rating. So, yeah, Return of the Joker beat this out with the PG-13 rating. I honestly, normally I go back and I watch all the stuff before I record an episode on it. Honestly, I have not seen this movie since 2008, since I first saw it when I had an iPhone, because I rented it through iTunes just to see what it was all about. And, you know, I mentioned off air about, you know, my 5-minute memory. I may have a really short term 5-minute memory where someone will tell me something and I won't remember it 5 minutes from now. My long term memory is very long, and I can remember stuff from 5 years ago to 10 years ago to, you know, when I was a little kid. I still remember sitting in my chair watching this movie on my iPhone and being like, why did I waste $3.17 rental on this movie?
Wow. Oh, by the way, I do have confirmation. It was Studio 4 Degrees C that animated Kid Story in Animatrix, and that's the exact same studio that animated Have I Got a Story for You.
Didn't they also do Transformers Animated?
No, or I think it was someone worse.
Oh, well, anyway.
Studio 4C at least uses it.
Should we move on to the Deadshots story?
Yeah, honestly, that was the only one that I really liked.
You know what? I think what this was is that someone had a fan fiction of Batman versus Golgo 13, and because the first time you see Deadshot, he literally does a Golgo 13 style hit where he shoots someone like through a building window from like a mile away, and that's directly out of The Professional, the one with the CG helicopter.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Neil, Crossfire was actually written by comic book writer Greg Rucka.
Ah.
Who is famous for writing the new 52.
I see.
So, who gives a shit?
So he basically went, okay, I have this idea. It's going to be Batman versus Duke Togo. Who do we got in the DC roster? Deadshot. Let's go.
And yeah, Crossfire was the name of that. Was the name of that one? No, not the Crossfire is a different one. I'm thinking of the one with that was actually Deadshot. Deadshot, animated by Madhouse, and actually written by Alan Burnett, who. Needlessly, we already know who Alan Burnett is.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm saying that Alan Burnett needs no introduction.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay. One of the other things about this movie is that one of the things that Gregory Novak had mentioned that the reason they chose Deadshot as one of the villains was to show the direct contrast with Batman and Deadshot. While Batman took a vow never to use guns, Deadshot enjoys using guns, obviously.
Took a vow to always enjoy using guns.
Yes. Yes.
I swear on my parents' lives that I will love this gun.
From my cold, dead hands.
We here at Animation Aficionados fully support the Second Amendment.
And for the box office stuff, it made Gotham Knight, let's see, $8,066,075. Wow, God, $8 million.
So it paid for Christian Bale's stand-in.
Yeah. Hey. Kevin Conroy does a way better Christian Bale. Bale does Christian Bale.
I'm saying that when you look at how much it made versus Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest, Christian Bale, you know, with Christian Bale's Batman voice, Kevin Conroy doesn't blame Bale one bit, so.
Well, no, he blames the writers.
No, he actually blamed the directors. He said that someone should have been watching the dailies and stopped him because as an actor, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah. But this one, along with a couple other of the films that we'll be talking about in this spotlight, this is one of the ones that made close to what Doomsday made, which, again, I guess people love to buy bad movies.
I think part of it was the false advertising as this as a piece of bridge media.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Don't excuse
so you have page. Six. You have six shitty shorts, but guess what? This also comes with four of the best episodes of the animated series. Oh, what I love is this. Well, guess what? One of the four Batman animated series episodes that came with this is Legends of the Dark Knight.
So they're just asking you to compare it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you get six shitty episodes and four good ones.
Yeah, Heart of Ice, I Am the Knight, Legend of the Dark Knight, and Over the Edge.
God. Oh, there's a novelization?
Yes.
That don't make no goddamn sense.
No, not for this movie it doesn't. Not at all. Alright, so we are the IGN replacement crew, 1 to 4. Neil, what do you rank it?
I'll give it a 1. I wish we could like add a 0 to this, which is punch someone in the mouth, but I guess we can't do that. Yeah, if you meet someone who has this, just punch them.
They've been punched already, Neil.
Yeah, don't watch this. Don't spend your money on it. Buy the actual box set of the Batman season 1 set or whatever season you don't have. And if you have all the season sets, get Golgo 13 instead.
So yeah, Ben, what do you rate this?
I rate this a 1. If I could rate it a 0 like Neil, I would say, you know, I would pretend that this doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think I am going to add a 0 to the ranking, so it'll be 0 through 4. Yeah, this is a complete 0. You know, anytime you see somebody carrying this home from Walmart, just stop, punch them in the face, and you know, set the DVD on fire. Yeah.
Burn it to the ground!
Burn it to the ground. As we covered, it is on DVD. It's on one disc, two disc. It's probably on Blu-ray. As Neil said, hopefully everyone that loves Batman the Animated Series either has all four volume sets or they have the complete series big box set. But if you don't, really, those four, I honestly, even those four episodes that are on this DVD are awesome. I still can't say to someone, you need to buy this just to get those four episodes.
No, I know, for the same price, you get one of the volumes.
Yeah. You get a better deal.
Exactly. So, here on Toomcast Beyond, we're going to take a break. You're going to hear some really wacky ads, and then we'll come back with our final thoughts.
So go to the lobby. Let's go to the lobby.
Toomcast will be back after these messages. The Webcast Beacon Network has been covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007, starting with the Webcomic Beacon, a topical webcomics podcast with a jovial bunch of misfits like your local morning radio show.
Here we go.
Also, the Webcomic Beacon Newscast, recaps, reviews, and discussions of community and industry news relative to comic creators, especially of digital distribution. Also, the Tropecast, the ever-tangential discussion of literary and visual memes. And finally, Web Fiction World. Before webcomics, there was independent and self-published web-release written fiction and literature. Find this all at webcastbeacon.com. Be sure to grab a master RSS feed or master iTunes feed and not miss a thing.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and animationaficionados.com.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Greg.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind? That's right. It's Joe news, reviews, and special guests like you've never heard them before delivered right to your MP3 player.
Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right. Hey.
We're just kidding, Chuck. Kind of.
Yeah, sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right, please. Hey!
It's What's on Joe Mind. Every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
Can I say something about Transformers?
No!
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you and your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
Ben, final thoughts on the Banimatrix?
Pretty much this is what it is. I think they even got the same goddamn directors from the Animatrix, and I think they tried to do the exact same goddamn thing, and they goddamn failed with the goddamn Batman. Goddamn it.
Neil?
For our version of the show, I think I'm just going to insert a flush sound right here. This movie was hard to watch. Fortunately, I watched this back to back with Wonder Woman, and I watched Wonder Woman second, so I had a good palate cleanser.
Yeah, so Neil gives us a definite upper decker.
One flush or two. Thank you, sir. May I have another? and for me, no one should watch this movie.
It's considered a war crime.
It's a crime against bat nature.
It, fully covered in the Geneva Convention.
It's like Ace Ventura eating bat guano.
God, don't say that again.
Thank you for joining us here on the Tooncast Beyond Animation Aficionados crossover. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the websites geekcastradio.com and animationaficionados.com. You can comment on each of our episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show names there are Tooncast Beyond and A Aficionados. Mine is TFG and Mike. And Ben is very restrictive with his Twitter, and Neil just doesn't care enough. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork and facebook.com/animationaficionados. Call our voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Tooncast Beyond Animation Aficionados crossover. I wish you'll join us next time when we will be continuing the DC Universe Animated Original Movie Spotlight with Wonder Woman 2009. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Cheese, Mr. Neal.
And Ben the host.
We will talk to you later. I have no words for this outro because this movie was so fucking bad.
This movie sucked.
You need the bat shark repellent.
That would have made it better, actually.
Because this movie definitely did jump the shark. we're saying goodnight.
Da 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 da.
Not polite to hit a lady.